Phoneboy Speaks, episode 178. The tools are interchangeable. One of the things I like about the way I can do this podcast is I can actually do it using a number of different tools, and they're almost kind of interchangeable. So sometimes we'll record it into a program called Audacity, which is what I'm using right now on a Mac. It's also on Windows and Linux and other assorted things. Now, I could also do it mobily, and I can do it on a program called Twisted Wave, which I use. It's a nice audio editor on a mobile device. And somebody had actually returned me on to a program called Recordium, which I think is more geared toward just recording audio very quickly and categorizing it. It doesn't seem like it's that great of an audio editor. I tried playing with it very briefly. It was free, so it was not a huge deal, but one of the podcasters that I interact with on app.net had mentioned it. And yeah, it's a good way to record audio, but if you want to do any editing, then it's certainly, there are certainly better tools. And I like Twisted Wave. Granted, it's $10, but you can do a lot more with it than you could do on Recordium, which again is more geared toward capturing audio, maybe annotating it or something, but it's not really a tool like this where you can record and maybe do some light editing and then send it someplace else. And I guess that's one of the nice things about it is that you can record the audio and then open it in any other application, which is one of the ways that you get the audio out of an audio editor and into some other program. Although what I personally do in Twisted Wave is I just upload the files to Dropbox. And then from there, I can use Alphonic to do the compression and stuff like that. But you know, that's the nice thing about having a very flexible tool set is that if one of the tools changes, then you don't necessarily have to change your entire workflow. And in fact, it's almost like an Erector set. The way I've kind of built this podcast is that I can interchange the tools, and Alphonic actually makes a lot of stuff easy. But if Alphonic goes away, then I could actually remove that, and it wouldn't affect my workflow that much. In fact, I've got a program on the on iOS called iFiles that will take the files that I record from anything and then upload it wherever I want. And I can even do the audio editing in and of course the Twisted Wave application if I want to piece it all together. Alphonic now does that for me. I give it an intro file, the main meat of the podcast, and an outro file that I've recorded a long time ago, and it pastes it all together, and then it pops it onto my server, which then I can then go create a post in WordPress and stuff. But again, podcasting's gotten pretty easy. There's a lot of tools you can do, and I know professionals do. You know, they've got they'll go in and tweak the audio in all kinds of different ways. I'm doing enough of these on a regular basis that honestly, I could do all the audio editing, but for 3 or 4 minutes of audio, I don't know that I necessarily want to go through all that trouble. But anyway, it's cool that all these tools exist, and I'm always willing to try new ones. Recordium was a nice thing just to try and see, and the fact that it was free was kind of a nice thing. But I don't think it suits my purpose fairly well. But in any case, yeah, that's the nice. I say nice thing about this podcast is that the tools are interchangeable, and it's pretty easy to do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.